ball halfway line though with Potts. Potts chips the ball through. It's a decent ball as well. Can Leicester United try to get the end of it? Yes, he can. He scores on his debut! The keeper thought he'd come for it. And he just took a little touch. But I'll tell you what, the finish with his right foot, he could have tapped it and he didn't. He hit it with some power into the top corner. And, FC's manager there, Neil Reynolds, is thinking, he was on an aeroplane yesterday in Malta and he scores on his debut back here at FC United and Manchester. And it was a cracking finish, wasn't it, Roy?
It was absolutely spot on. The thing is, with Tundy, he never gives up any on anything. He's got a decent bit of pace. And I've got to say this, the hesitancy of the central defender there caused Morpeth all that problem there. Now let's hope that FC keep the foot on the accelerator and keep this momentum going. Don't let it drop.
Well, it was an excellent finish. He got a little sniff in there. That's what you want from a centre forward. He got a little bit of a sniff, and he actually took advantage of it. And
on the half volley as well, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, I mean, he hit it with his left, and then it came down on his right. He half volleyed it. It was an excellent finish. It really was. And they eventually do chip the ball down the right hand side. It's a decent ball as well. There's only one man up for the visitors. And that man, has he been found? All he has is an opportunity, because it was a mistake from FC. His ball chips in and it hits the post and it's bundled in.
It is by the number 9.
22 minutes.
Armisen.
And that was just a basic mistake from FC. The ball fell to the number 7, Sean Taylor. And out of nothing, and it really is out of nothing, they've got something. Somehow the ball trickles across the line and hits the post, and then the 6'6" legs of Ben Harmison, well, perhaps from a perspective of FC, who should be really putting 2-0 up by now, or even 3-0 up, it's one apiece. But again, encouraging from FC United. Now on the edge of the area, force for FC's number 6.
First 2-1,
and it actually came off his foot and went behind him and found Ennis, and there was Ennis, and a golden opportunity. And FC have done exactly what they needed to. They didn't sit back, they just went out attacking from the off, and they find themselves 2-1 up.
Well, to be honest, what they've done, they've carried on doing what they've done. They've got a high tempo press on, and after that little mishap, and like I say, it was a rebound pass to himself, you know, for Morpeth's goal. FC have reverted back to it again, high pressure game, and they've got dividends from a second goal from the same sort of tactic.
FC's second goal scored by Charlie Ennis. There's a big strong header there by Harnison, and FC just set off a little bit, charged down eventually, but Doyle there really should have got to met the ball rather than let it settle. But they can come away with it. FC United and Manchester, good play here onside as well. FC United and Manchester, Tundy now, can he make it 3? He looks around and the ball just bubbles awkwardly, but he's still in the penalty. First time shot comes in. Oh, what a goal! And what a debut this is turning out to be. We've been crying out for a goal scorer. It looked like he just waited an age really for the ball. It's like, is he going to, what's he going to do? He's hitting it across the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper can't get anywhere near it. It hits the inside of the post and across, and it's 3-1, 30 minutes on the clock. It's 3-1 to FC United of Manchester.
Well, everything, as soon as Tundy gets the sight of those goals in his eyes, he brightens up, he lights up, and he looks for his shot, and he picks a great spot there, just passing it in. Chased for the far corner, as it was, it came off the far post and went into the near post area. But
did you have your head in your mouth though for a second there when you were thinking?
No, did I?
Has he taken too much of a touch there? Is he going to save it?
I have every confidence in it. I knew he was going to come in on his right foot.
They take the throw from the goalkeeper. They're still deep, and they're trying to play from deeper. And up goes Curtis. Just win that first header. And it's onside. Even the 14 Reed on the ball now. FC's goalkeeper does well. He's got touched. Do not give a penalty.
Oof. Yeah.
Please give a penalty.
He has given a penalty. And I think, to be honest, he realised that he'd knocked the ball a little bit too hard, and went over the keeper's arms, you know, at the first opportunity. So really, he was rather fortunate to get it, but they've got to score it now, haven't they?
That's a poor, again, poor from I mean, FC have had
referee
four.
That's gives
four.
What he sees.
We've had four penalties
in four games,
and none of them have been a penalty.
Yeah.
And I think that wasn't a penalty either. And who's going to stand up and take it? It's the number 11, Joel Walton, right-footed. Walton steps up. What can he do? Puts it to the back of the net, and it's 3-2. Good play there for Morris into the penalty area. He drives.
Going.
He goes past one, goes past two. That's a penalty.
Yes! Penalty.
And that, I'll be honest with you, that is soft as
it
well.
It is a soft one.
Very soft. But it's
it is a soft one.
He's done two step overs, and basically he's got himself a penalty. But that's what you get with a young lad who's driving through.
Yeah.
He makes the decision to try and
bit of positivity.
Get something out of it, and FC have a penalty.
He did two step overs and sent himself the wrong way.
Well, yeah, I think he fell over his own feet.
He did.
Just say it, Ben.
70 minutes.
That means 70, does it? We need to bring back the cards, Stato Paul. I need your laminated cards, and it's Ennis who'll step up to take this penalty. There's remonstrating. There's going to be a booking for the substitute. I think it is Tom Potter.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not Tom Potter. It's Ben Sayer's been booked.
Yeah.
Still remonstrating there, and that may be to try to unsettle Ennis. I don't think the goalkeeper can stand there, can he? I think he'll have to be on his line somehow.
Well, don't the referee have to go up and talk to him for about 4 hours?
Something like that. Well, anyway, can FC make it 4? Ennis steps up, right-footed.
Yeah, get in there.
Blast it straight down the middle. Keeper with no chance. And FC United have that two-goal cushion here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United Manchester 4. Mopeth Town. AFC 2.